It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. There is another approach to the problem that has led to the push for a welcoming city ordinance in Bloomington Normal. It's called Welcoming America. Retired Illinois State University politics and government professor Bob Bradley says Dayton, Ohio, is a case in point. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Bradley, who says Dayton's effort is broader based than the one in the Twin Cities that nonprofits are pushing for in Bloomington.
Their approach deals with getting lots of community entities together and developing a systematic approach to welcoming immigrants in many different facets.
How long has that approach been in place, and is there a meaningful result to report from it?
Dayton has had, I think, their welcoming ordinance now in place for a couple of years. And from what I've seen from the feedback, it seems to be working pretty well. And as I mentioned, there is this Welcoming America website that seems to be going over pretty well. And what they do is offer logistical and technical support to those communities that are interested in, you know, in basically welcoming immigrants.
Which groups do they involve in that overarching effort?
Pretty much almost any organized entity in the community that would be willing to become a stakeholder. So we're talking business groups, educational groups, nonprofit, church groups, health groups, pretty much across the board.
And what sorts of programs do they run to make the immigrant community feel part of the larger effort?
Well, what they do is, and I think this is actually fairly important, they develop a list of resources where immigrants can go to the web and get resources on, you know, where do I go in the community for health care? Where do I go to the community to get English as a second language class? Where do I go to get information on available jobs? What are the requisite skills and requirements for those jobs? Things like that. And then they have basically success stories, which I think is very useful in terms of telling the immigrant that's visiting that website that there are others that have done this and it's proven to be successful for them.
Does this defuse or mitigate immigrant community fear of police?
I think in a lot of ways it helps to diffuse the fear because they can see that it's a broad-based approach to welcoming them to that particular community. And there's typically within the welcoming ordinance that that community drafts, there is a section on the police. Well, I should say law enforcement. And within there, there's a section on where do I get legal assistance? Where can I get help with this type of paperwork, whether it be a visa or other type of documentation? You know, where can I get help to understand English, you know, to understand that these are in English and I only speak this language? So I think it's a very useful approach.
Is it a both and, or can it be an either or compared to Bloomington Normal's Keep Families Together Coalition approach to a welcoming cities ordinance?
I think it's both. You know, it talks about law enforcement, but it's a much broader thing. I think one of the, and I had this reaction a long time ago when the Bloomington welcoming ordinance sort of got into news and there was some fairly critical dialogue that ultimately has gotten heightened lately. And I sent this to the mayor and to members of the city council in Bloomington saying that, yes, there is this one particular facet toward this one specific group of immigrants, but that if you really want to be a welcoming city, it should be a much broader-based approach. And it's something that takes a fair amount of time. Dayton's took several years to get all these groups on board, to get them to draft it, you know, to buy in to drafting this ordinance, and then to actually participate in, you know, once the ordinance was drafted, to actually carry it out, to implement it.
What are the politics of Dayton? Do they resemble those in Bloomington?
I would think the politics would be even more interesting, I guess I would put it. Dayton's in Ohio. Ohio, as we know, is a very interesting state in terms of presidential politics. As similar to Illinois, there are parts of Dayton that are fairly conservative, or parts of Ohio that are fairly conservative. There are parts of Ohio that are fairly liberal. Dayton's a fairly large city. I think it has some pretty conservative elements in it, along with some pretty liberal elements. And that's why the first thing that they did was try to reach out to all different types of groups, regardless of their political leanings or ideologies, and to get them together to make it a consensus approach to welcoming, you know, people, immigrants.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Bob Bradley, retired professor of politics and government at Illinois State University. How does Dayton involve police agencies in this effort?
They were involved right from the beginning. In fact, if you look at the time, and one of the things that's really good about Dayton, and I would suggest that you or any listener do this, is go to their website, and it gives a timeline of the events. And first of all, you can see that this wasn't a very short-term effort, that this took several years, and that the catalyst for this was actually the local law enforcement. And they started doing something in regard to immigrants, and then others realized what they were doing and said, you know, we need to make this bigger and better. And so it was local law enforcement were the first people that really bought into this in Dayton.
Why did they decide to do that?
Somewhat similar to what happened in Bloomington. They were becoming aware of what was happening, and my read on it was that the perception of turmoil between immigrants and law enforcement across the country. The Dayton law enforcement decided that they needed to act to forestall any further complications, that they needed to be proactive.
The Bloomington Normal Welcoming City Ordinance effort is in some sense a reaction to federal immigration policy as voiced by the Trump administration. Could something like what happened in Dayton before Trump came on the scene happen now in this environment?
I think so. And in fact, this particular environment may make what Dayton did even more of a need.
Yes, but would it make it more difficult to carry off in a successful way because of the heightened sense of tension?
Yes, and the short answer is yes, but it's not going to be easy. I mean, it takes something that seems to be not happening in Washington, Springfield, as you're well aware, particularly in politics and particularly in hot-button issues, and that is people willing to sit down and listen to each other. I mean, that's one of the things that you really get from the Dayton experience is they got various groups who typically didn't meet, not necessarily because of political leanings or anything else, but they just didn't have any cross-cutting issues that would bring them together. And the Dayton thing actually brought them together on this issue and said that this affects all of us. And if we really want to be a welcoming city, then we all got to buy into this.
Is, in your opinion, the current Welcoming City Ordinance effort misplaced, or can it be broadened at some future time, even with the contention over it now?
I think it can be broadened, but I think what groups need to do is to realize that they're looking at this with a very particular, tight focus on a very specific problem, and that they need to work to broaden that out to really truly be a welcoming community.
Bob Bradley is a professor emeritus of politics and government at Illinois State University. He spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. There's more about Dayton's experience at welcomingamerica.org. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.